At nearly 2 and 20, Alexandra Shackelford was no longer a child. Unfortunately, her father was not quite of the same opinion. Consequently, she was forced into the ignominious position of listening outside the study door in order to discover exactly why he'd been given notice from the Exeter Police Force after 30 years of exemplary service. At least that was what she'd always been told, in those exact words, exemplary service. Unfortunately, one of the side effects of adulthood was discovering that truths one had always believed inviolate turned out on occasion to be entirely fabricated. Indeed, her Aunt Charlotte's colourful description of her father's policing career could certainly never be repeated in polite company. "What in thunderation are you doing, Alex?" Her twin sister Arabella's notion of adulthood was more of the "I'm now old enough to wear silk stockings" ilk. Listening at doors held no interest for her, unless it was to discover whether her father was in favour of her attending the Old Way Mansion summer ball. Especially as it was rumoured that Mr. Washington Singer would be present this year with his new wife. "Did you know Papa was dismissed from his job?" Alex hissed, grabbing her sister's arm and pulling her away from the door. "What poppycock," Bella scoffed. "He retired. They even gave him that hideous carriage clock on the parlour mantelpiece." Alexandra shook her head. "He's in the study with Aunt Charlotte now. Apparently the chief commissioner's son was accused of..." She paused and frowned before continuing. "I couldn't quite hear what, but anyway, Papa insisted on questioning him at the station, and Sir Drayton got to hear of it and..." "They had an almighty collie shangle," Arabella finished. Alex nodded. "Apparently everyone in the station heard the argument. In the end, Papa was given the choice of retiring or being dismissed." "Well, they gave him the carriage clock, so that must mean he wasn't actually dismissed," Arabella countered. "Clearly, he chose to retire." She gave a shrug. "Papa is even older than Aunt Charlotte, so perhaps it will be good for him." "But what on earth is he going to do? He'll be at home with the 7 women, and that's not counting Mrs. Williams or Peggy." "He'll doubtless lock himself in here," Arabella stated pragmatically, nodding towards the closed door. Then she grinned.